We were scrambling.
Okay, she's here now. So everybody give it up for Selena Gomez.
Yay!
Oh, so sweet. Nice to be home.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
Turn up a little bit.
I'm trying. Let me hear you talk now.
Hi.
There you are.
There it is.
A little bit higher, I think, yeah.
Okay. Hello. At what point does this become normal?
It doesn't, to me.
I mean, they all came here to see you.
I know,
there's nobody
really
after
nice.
Yesterday.
Because, I'd like to tell you that's not the case, but yesterday, I had a clear view all the way across.
All the way, yeah.
Just so you know, I could see all the way to the other side.
We had two people sitting out there, but they worked next door.
Yeah, they were smoking. They were smoking.
They didn't even know who we were.
Yeah.
I thought for a long time that our show really attracted smokers because we have one chair out there and it was always occupied by a smoker.
Right.
Then I realized just that that's where they take their smoke
break.
We're
just so happy you're here because after last week we were afraid you might be taking a break for a while with that hospital scare.
Oh, I'm good now. Thank you. I'm so much better.
You feeling strong?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to be your dad. You have to eat. Okay?
I do eat.
You have to eat and drink regularly.
No, the problem is I don't eat right.
It's junk.
I'm the same way.
I'm the same way.
Because I thought it was interesting you used the term malnourished, because that means you're nourished, but bad nourished, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So candy? You like candy?
I love everything that's possibly not good for me.
Really?
Every meal I eat is out of a styrofoam box.
No, exactly.
You know I love your mom. Your mom's awesome. But did she raise you, like, stay at the table till you eat your broccoli? And did you get those lessons, like, you have to learn to eat good foods?
I have. Well,
I never
she's
did.
Been super mom right now. She's definitely shoving vitamins down my throat and following me around. So, yeah. But at the same time, I was a stubborn kid. So
I wanted
to eat whatever I wanted.
I was going to ask if you were a petulant child that was like, I would sit there all night long. I wouldn't eat it. I mean, they put anything green out there in front of me, I'd be like, I'll wait this out. I'll sit here till I have to leave for school.
Yeah. I have to have it. Creamed spinach, or I have to have like cheese on my broccoli. Right. I have to have something that makes
bad
it
with the
not
good.
Healthy.
Yeah.
What's your junk food of choice if you were eating so poorly? M&M's, something like that?
I love M&M's, yes.
Now
I love Kit Kat, Snickers, Ubers at the movies.
Mm, so chocolate's your thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you almost die on Halloween?
What?
Do you almost die every Halloween?
Oh, that's going to be your favorite holiday. That's going to be your favorite.
I know. I eat all the candy before I'm home.
I've never seen you eat candy. You eat candy?
Oh, yeah. Yes. But I like sugar candy more than chocolate candy.
See, these two are the workout king and queen on the show.
Oh,
like
really?
Yeah, but I'm also older now, you know?
What are you saying hello for,
I do my
for,
fair
Al?
Share of working out.
Al.
I went to the gym yesterday.
You don't get a body
you
like that overnight.
You go to the gym for the steam room.
Yes, that's exactly
me
what
too.
I did yesterday.
Selena, I'm going to hand you something. This is from my mini fridge in my office.
Okay.
Just to show you that we are of like mind, okay?
Here, okay.
Take a look. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Now, don't be tempting her. Well, she's getting
just
treatment for this kid.
Grab
you
something
have
in
protein,
there.
Protein, though.
Yeah, there's a protein. There's a few protein bars. I always go past those to the good stuff.
You That's why they're on top. Snickers.
There's Snickers. Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, we didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
Breakfast on the go.
Yeah, that's really
what
healthy.
What is this?
It's actually gummy bears.
Good nutrition, a taste as big as Texas.
Also gummy bears.
And goldfish.
I have to keep those hidden. Kelly will flush them.
And Oreos.
Uh-huh. And Oreos.
Shout out.
Yeah. Do you have a secret stash?
So good.
Do you have a secret stash?
No, it's very not secret.
It's not secret. Yeah. Everybody knows. Okay. Well, we kind of fought to see who gets to ask you the first real question on this interview.
The real questions haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And Big Al won that honor as the biggest Selena Gomez fan. So,
yay.
Al, would you want to ask Selena?
Well, I mean, just doing some research and about you and Disney, you know, I know time ago there was Brittany and Justin and they had this little thing going. And I just wanted to know if you would ever consider dating anyone that was famous.
Would I consider dating someone famous?
Yeah.
I think you kind of, when it comes to things like this, I think that you kind of can't help who you like and who you
Look
hate.
At her treating you seriously.
Selena,
big dummy.
You are so
no,
nice.
No, I'm going to answer
but
the
you're
question.
So sweet.
You are so sweet. That was the stupid question of the day I had to ask.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody knows that you would date someone famous.
See, that's why she could never be.
Would.
That's why you could never be a part of Kid Craddock in the morning should this other career take a nosedive.
She's too nice.
Because we would all be like, you're so stupid, Al.
Yeah.
You're so stupid. And you're like, well, you know,
maybe,
you're so nice.
Yeah, you found a way. You
There's
found a...
no stupid question.
Yes, there
I
is.
Trust me.
Selena.
We work
you
with
would
love
be,
her.
No, you
her.
Would be baffled at the questions I get asked. So I
her.
Answer every question.
Have you been asked a question by someone who doesn't know who Justin Bieber is? Has that ever happened? Like,
yeah.
You dating
day,
anybody?
The other day, someone got a Google alert saying I was dating Justin Timberlake, which was interesting.
No way.
That's weird.
That's cool.
I'm going to say, I think he's a little old for you.
I know, but I love
Well, here's the thing, Selena. When I heard the other day that Jason Mraz's engagement got called off, I was wondering if Justin might be a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know how you are about Jason Mraz.
I love him.
We
still
know.
Have the picture.
I was going to ask if you still had it.
No, it's on my fireplace every morning.
Really?
See it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, you know.
That was my favorite picture ever, and I gave it to Selena as a picture of me and
Jason. Well, good. Now
Jason,
you know, she has something that was yours.
No, it was just Jason.
No, it was just Jason. You weren't in it.
You were in it.
She wouldn't want it.
Turn up the radio.
Oh my gosh.
Set me free.
Listen to his voice.
I turn
I
it
know.
To the K-I-D-D, and I find love.
Single.
Love, love,
that's
love,
right where you're standing,
love.
Or sitting,
they
Selena.
They say it's nothing but you think Big Al and Kelly have a thing. Oh, they're just one big family.
Selena.
You vibing on
no
him?
No matter how much they deny it. They're in love, love.
Much like
love.
You and Jason
that
Mraz.
Is live.
Love.
Yeah,
that's, yeah, that's
live.
Right there where you're sitting.
Is that good?
So wake me up, kid, cry, dick.
He said my name.
In the morning.
Can you imagine the two of you on a duet?
Yes, I've often thought of that.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
She actually has the song written.
Yeah.
Love to hear you.
All right, she doesn't need to hear all that.
Wait a minute, what's going on here? Wait, hey, don't touch my control. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did that? Oh, Scooter's in the room. Sorry.
I will say this, though, Selena. It's really kind of refreshing to see a younger star actually kind of being open about who they date, because usually it's like no comment, and it's all hush-hush and secretive, and... So you're trying to be open about it, and you've had some negative backlash.
And you talk about that in your single, don't you?
Which single?
In one of your songs about, like,
you're not
bang,
ashamed
bang, bang?
To be seen with me and that kind of thing.
Like being out there with everything.
No, I mean, I think it's a very hard thing because for me, it's not about being public about anything. It's just I don't want to live my life being afraid of what people are going to say about me.
Uh-huh.
I lived that way for the first, like, 4 years I was in this business, mm-hmm. and I just really wasn't happy. So
well, you're really getting a test now, because they can be challenging, these Justin fans.
Well, I just try to focus on all these people right here and the things that I do that make me really happy, and my music and home, and that's all that really matters to me.
But is it true that the bosses, like on the networks and the music labels, they want people your age to have the illusion that you're single and available, and so they kind of encourage you to keep relationships quiet and things like that?
No, that's never actually been the case with me.
Really? Oh, wow. Mm. Dead wrong. Mm-hmm.
I think it's true for boy. No, but I think it's true for boy bands.
I think so, yeah.
And I don't know if it was the same case for girls.
Yeah, Lance Bass got told that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, kid. Goodness.
Well, he did.
Well, it is true. I remember when the boy bands, they would
They're
have
like,
to
Lance,
sneak
put,
their girlfriends.
Lance, do me a favor. Put down the poodle. You know?
Because there is something to be said for a male singer, to keep it quiet would be a lot easier, you know?
Put down the poodle.
Take the boa off.
Put the poodle down.
Because I still think I have a chance with certain boy band guys. I do. And
no,
I
you
don't.
Don't.
Which one?
Definitely
who?
Do.
What
who?
Boy band guy you know, do you have a chance with?
NKOTSBSBF to the R squared is on tour right now.
Yeah.
And some of them might not be happily married.
Howie.
Oh, I love this song.
Don't you? Look at, see my little Backstreet Boys shirt?
We're Kelly talking Raspberry. To Selena Gomez mm-hmm. with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Actually, we're talking to Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
I love Selena. She's you, everything, you embody everything I wish I would have had when I was your age.
Really?
Yeah. You
Justin
have
Bieber?
It all. Please tell me there's some bad to it, because I can see nothing bad about
she
being Selena Gomez.
She just got out of the hospital.
Oh, she's fine.
No, they run her ragged, Kelly. I mean, these fans are insatiable. She has to be everywhere
she's
all the time.
She's living the dream.
She never has a second
chance. Let her tell her.
She's dead tired all
First
the time.
First of all, if I felt the way you just said, I don't think I'd be sitting in this chair.
And you love it so much, though. I love that you do
But
all
I bet
that.
It's hard not to be home a lot and see some of your true friends.
Exactly.
You know, that you get kind of lonely.
I've been, that I've tried my hardest to kind of cut my schedule down a little bit, because I do try to come home as much as possible. I do think this place keeps me normal and sane. So.
Yeah. Let me give some dates out for everybody, okay? The album, which is called?
When the Sun Goes Down.
When the Sun Goes Down. Comes out June 28th.
Yes.
What's that, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a big day. That's going to be a big Tuesday, isn't it?
I know. I'm so excited.
Where are you going to be that day?
I think I'll be in New York.
Okay.
Promoting like on one of those Good Morning America live concerts or something like that?
Yeah, I am doing that, but my premiere for my movie is in New York.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yay.
Your good friend Taylor Swift posted a home video once when her album came out, and she's on her bed with her mom. Mm-hmm. And like they get the call from the management saying, number one on Billboard. you know, for number one debut.
That would never happen to me, but
how
I'm sure that would be awesome.
Lena, dream big, girl.
Yeah, you might.
Who's that? Are you Gaga? Adele? Come on. You got this. So June 28th, the album. The movie, July 1st. It's a great poster. It's right here. The movie is called Monte Carlo. What's it about?
It's kind of a case of mistaken identity. I think this summer is definitely going to be full of, like, awesome sci-fi, cool, crazy movies. So this movie's kind of in contrast to that, I think. It's really sweet, and it's kind of, obviously a romantic comedy, and I play two characters in the film.
How's your British accent?
Pretty good.
It was kind of hard. Like, they asked me to do it in an interview last week, and I hadn't shot the movie in a year, and I was like, I am not going to blow this movie in this one interview.
People go, oh my God, that's terrible. I'm not seeing that.
I know. Yeah. But I did work really hard on it. It was really fun for me.
Did you have a dialect coach and stuff?
I did, yeah.
What part of England, what type of accent did you learn? There's several, right?
I was supposed to be proper.
Proper.
English.
So royal.
All right.
Exactly.
The best impressionist on the show and the best person with dialects would be Big Al.
Yeah.
He's actually quite gifted.
All of them.
So good.
Let's see.
He's quite gifted.
Let's hear. I guess not.
Here's Big Al in his British accent.
Proper British.
Proper British, Al.
Salita.
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 Her name's Salita.
There's an
N in there.
In your opinion, would you say that in your portrayal that you played opposite yourself? Did you outshine yourself?
Outshine?
Oh my God.
I'll sit on my bum and smoke a fag and let you answer.
Oh my God. Al, that was one step too far.
Why do you have to bring your personal life into these questions? Oh, my God.
I didn't research, man.
Is yours better than that?
Yes.
Might be a little bit.
It's hard to go back and forth, though.
They call me Selena.
Selena?
In London. Selena.
Selena.
They call it America, too, you know?
Right.
And that's why, like, in New York, they do that, too.
Al says Selena.
Selena.
We always have to skip a consonant.
I still
know
a little bit of
I thought it was with T's. I thought you normally, like, Britain.
Yeah, you wanted to, like, Cockney there.
Yeah, he's doing Russell Brand, you know, like
British.
I like Russell Brand's accent.
He's cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Blake Lively's in that movie with you.
No, Lady Meester.
Wrong Gossip Girl.
Lady Meester.
Good girls go bad.
I like
that makes Kelly over
like,
too.
She's promoting a different movie.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought she was in that movie with you for some reason.
Anyway,
Katie Cassidy.
There it is. It is late. I can't
see. Let's get Jason Mraz back on. All right.
And Corey Monty from Glee's in the movie, too.
I know. He's so sweet.
Did he sing?
He's so sweet. He did sing a lot. But it was funny because Leighton and I would always sing on set. And Corey would always just be like, oh, my gosh, I just left tour because all we were doing was singing.
Yeah.
And he kind of got mad, but he was really fun.
He was fun?
Yeah, because Leighton's trying to launch a music career, not Blake Lively.
So talented.
Okay, Kelly.
I know she sang with my Gabe supporter.
Where did you shoot this movie?
We shot it in Budapest and Hungary.
Of course.
And,
yes.
at Paris and 2 weeks in Monte Carlo.
Oh, that sucks.
You wrecked up.
God, what a life.
Right? Budapest.
Yeah. But I really missed America, though.
Did you?
It was hard, because we were there for like 7 weeks.
7 weeks in Budapest.
Seven weeks
in Budapest, Paris, and where?
Monte Carlo.
But are those places becoming more and more Americanized? Like, can't you get McDonald's there and things like that, or
yes,
no?
Yes, I did. I did hang out at KFC a lot.
And you said the people in Budapest sound like they're angry when they talk
to you. Yeah, they are. They sound very angry. That's how Germany is, too, for me.
Yeah.
They're very
das
nice.
Los.
Yeah.
I know, but I always feel like they're angry with me.
I think it's just like it's very abrasive.
Guten Tag.
Talk, but.
So you learned a little
talking
bit.
Talking to Selena Gomez.
They are angry with you, Selena.
Selena.
You've offended the Germans in some way, and we must get to the bottom
you
of it.
You will answer this question now. Now you will answer. Dustin Bieber. Yes or no?
Dustin?
Get out of my studio!
Wait, Selena, I really want to know about your clothing line, because last time you were here, I was talking about how you always dress so great, and I know girls love it, and it's going to be affordable, because it's going to be at Kmart?
Yes.
And
it's already
it called?
At Kmart, isn't it?
It's called Dream Out Loud. Yeah.
Okay, and it's out. Did it just come out?
No, it's been out, but
it's
there's...
been out.
Well, I keep reading that it's like, because I haven't seen it.
That's because
here.
All the Kmarts near us closed.
I'm about to kick all the girls out of the studio.
Yeah, right?
That's what's really bad, is because my family can't even get my clothing line, because
that's it.
It's sold out everywhere.
Here.
That's a good thing.
No, because the Kmart's here.
There's no Kmart's
here. Oh, they closed the store.
Online?
Yeah, you can't get it online.
Okay.
See, you could have single-handedly saved them if they would have just started your clothing line before they started shutting those stores down.
I loved Kmart, though.
Yeah.
I did, too. It's a shame.
Yeah,
maybe you'll
popcorn.
Help bring them back.
Real good popcorn in Kmart.
Great.
And pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Love the pizza.
Oh, I could go there and just
eat. And breadsticks.
It's the must stop for lunch.
Mm-hmm. So if you're doing the if you're doing the music, the fashion, and the acting, what's left? Jewelry?
Huh?
Right. What else is left that you'd like to like? Because you're conquering stuff early, Selena.
Thanks. No,
so
I
you gotta have some more.
With everything that I do, I never want it to be my name slapped on a product. So it kind of just happens organically with whatever kind of happens. So I've had many wonderful opportunities of people wanting to do things with me, but I just kind of, if I don't feel like I want to be a part of it, or I don't feel like my fans would like it, I don't want to do
it. What's the stupidest thing you've been asked to do?
This show.
Besides this show.
Besides this show.
It's like, are you serious?
You don't have to laugh so hard at that.
It's like you're seriously
like that's so true.
Offering me this, or you're proposing this?
Selena, come on.
I mean, I wouldn't know off the top of my head. I mean,
like a product, you're like, there's no way I would endorse
that. No, it's just
that.
A bad question.
No, it is a good question. It is a good question, but I don't know, and I don't want to offend anyone.
Any kind of
that's
food?
The thing. You've got to learn to offend people like the Germans.
Yeah.
Why?
Answer the question.
No.
Selena, you're turning 19 in a month.
Yeah.
That's a, I don't know, 19th birthday.
That's big, like a big whatever birthday.
I know 18's big,
that's
right?
That's not a big deal.
I'm
birthday.
Actually going to be doing a show on my birthday.
You're doing really? What show? You're doing a concert?
Yeah.
Because your tour starts, it says here.
July 28th.
Yeah, July 28th,
we're doing,
in case you didn't know.
We're doing some, I think we're doing like a couple of one-off shows before we start the tour. So.
Okay.
I don't know, I don't celebrate birthdays much anymore.
You don't?
Well,
I kind of go to dinner.
Of them, so
I hate birthdays. I hate them. I never liked them, even when I was a kid. They were always disappointing. And
well, you still have one big one left.
I'd be like, Mom, where's 21? My party?
Yeah, 25 was kind of cool because you can rent a car, but not that you'll ever need to do that. But
Insurance goes down.
That was about it.
I can't wait till I turn 25 so I can rent a car.
Did you have a bad birthday experience as a kid?
No, I had the best birthdays. My parents were awesome when it came to birthdays. I just kind of stopped after my sweet 16.
Because I was like, Mom, you know, where's the party? And she's like, there is no party. You have no friends, and I'm not really your mother.
Was there one of those nasty countdowns like they did for the Olsen twins, the clock when you turn 18? Was there one of those on the internet? They did that for all, like, for Miley
like
Cyrus
legal?
And the Olsen twins. Yeah. There's like a countdown clock for the day you turn 18 so you're legal.
Well,
like
I would know. That's weird. Yeah.
Like
it is
have a
weird,
chance with you or
creepy
something.
Men do that.
Well, Kelly, Al's the aficionado. He told me it's 17. So I'm talking.
Well, in some states. Yeah, in some states.
Al could list the states. We're at 17.
Well, we just don't
have time. I know, crazy.
Yeah.
So, this movie, what's it rated?
PG.
Oh, good.
It's
not
rated
a PG-13?
G for sure. It's G.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's G, not PG.
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 Is it PG?
Yeah.
Not G.
But at least it's not PG-13. So PG implies that adults will kind of enjoy it.
That's totally cool.
Because G's kind of like
it'll be fine.
What I don't even know what G is. Is that like
G's normally just
complete cartoon,
Bambi
animation and
yeah.
I'm okay.
That's just like dots on the screen.
Why are y'all mad at G?
No, G is just it implies it's so like pablum for little kids, like just really lame.
PG's
no, this is really fun. I love it.
Yeah,
you
mean
doing it?
Doing our show? You mean?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
That's not what you meant.
Yes.
So there's nothing that would embarrass a parent in front of, say, a 4.5-year-old girl.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah, my daughter's 4.5. Oh. You think she'd like it?
Me.
I think so. I mean, it's really sweet. I think it's really funny.
You know,
she loves you on the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Aww,
she's not going to do it. She just said she's not going to do anything like that. She's not going to put anything out that's going to embarrass herself or other people, which I love about you. I was talking to Jonathan Cook about that last week, the guy from Forever the Sickest Kids. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she makes really good choices, you know? She makes good choices about what she will and won't do. And that gets harder and harder the more famous you get. You get pulled in every different direction, mm-hmm. and you don't get the 411 on everything. Right up front. They'll be like, hey, photo shoot. And you're like, oh, cool, photo shoot. Then you show up, and they got these clothes they want you to put on. You're like, really?
No,
I'm on a motorcycle? And, no, I don't
know. That's why I have the two people behind you, my mom and my publicist.
Right.
They're
oh, is
so...
your mom here?
Yeah,
I didn't see her.
Yeah, she's right here.
Hi to Kelly's
which is why I did not ask you to compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt, because I saw your mom
already. Your mom get up and slap out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
What do you think about Kim Kardashian's booty as opposed to your booty?
That's what he asked J-Lo.
That's what he asks everyone,
everybody.
Selena.
Yeah.
Why?
So, because he's
obnoxious.
That's his question. Oh, she has to go? All right. You have to leave. You'll have to
Selena,
get,
though, but
you'll
you'll
have
be
to
back.
That's a close.
But you'll be back. You're going to be on tour. Maybe we can get you in a little bit longer next time.
I think I'll be back here Nokia or what's the
name? They changed the name of it, but yeah, same
place. I'm very, very excited, though. I can't wait.
Yay. I can't wait either.
Yeah, Nokia switched providers. They're now Verizon, but you can keep the same phone number.
Okay.
Cool. So, this is her third album, and it comes out on June 28th. Her band, The Scene, is Ethan Roberts, Joey Clement, Greg Garman, and keyboardist Dane Forrest. I see a lot of girls going after him, too.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
The Dane?
The drummer's the one.
The drummer's the dude?
And yeah. Who's opening?
All-Star Weekend.
I love them.
I know.
They're really cute.
They're so sweet. They're really fun.
Another
too.
Boy band for me to...
Is Good Morning America going to happen Friday or not?
Yes.
It is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there was some talk of canceling that when you got when you fell ill.
No, I'm gonna do that.
Awesome. So that's a Good Morning America live concert
awesome.
On Friday.
Yay.
Well, she's got a plane to catch, so we
okay.
need to be nice.
You go do yes.
that.
You go
Thank
do that.
You so much.
Thank
so
you.
Nice to come
Thanks.
In.
Thanks, guys.
Always good to see you. Go check out the movie. Okay?
Monte Carlo.
Will y'all give it up for Selena Gomez out there, please? Nice to see you.
Yay. Bye.
All right, bye, Selena.
You have to leave now so we can talk about you.
Okay. Nice things only,
Doesn't
though.
She seem lighter this time? I mean,
she's
lighter.
I'm always a little taken back by her level of maturity. Yeah.
But she seemed a little
she's
bit had, lighter.
There's just no 18 in her, you know, as far as like, oh, my God. You know, there's none of that. It's like she's
well,
so
she's professional.
Poised.
She's done so, this for so long.
And she's been that way, though, since she was like 14 or 15. I remember she was, I was like, wow, you talk
but
like that?
But I remember the last time she was in here, I
she's
was like,
she's a grown up.
I wish she seemed like she was having a little bit more fun, but now she seems like she is.
I think she's having
she's
fun.
She's got a good, her personal yeah. life's been going in a good direction.
Yeah.
Maybe a little health scare probably said, you know what, I need to chill. And, you know, maybe that's had some effect, but good.
Yeah.
Seems like she's in a good place.
You know what? With
I gotta download that.
With everything that's been well chronicled with the Disney girls, you know, and the troubles that some of them have had, when Selena has to go in the hospital for something, people are like, you know, you put more weight into that, and she's really fine. I mean,
she's okay. Yeah.
Oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she just, you know, you forget to eat. You got 20 appearances in a day, and you forget to eat, and you have a hamburger, or you have a candy bar or something,
yeah.
And then you realize, oh my God, I feel terrible.
I get any vitamins.
Look at the
yeah.
typical 18-year-old who eats junk and just sits in the bed yeah. all day watching, you know, Price
yeah.
is Right.
Yeah.
She's actually running around, you yeah. know, on sugar fumes and yeah. can't do that.
We're a fan of hers, though, because she's been coming by here since she was a little kid.
Very, very,
very
nice.
Much so.
A very cool
Is her
kid.
Mom a cheerleader? Or is
no,
that Demi's
you're thinking
mom?
Of Demi's
that's
mom.
That's Demi's mom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Demi's the one that's been coming by since she was a little girl. Selena's the one that fussed because all of her friends are on here but her.
Right, right. But she spends a lot of time close to here, like
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, she comes home, but she sneaks in and out. She's very, you know, yeah. you don't even know she's here, and I like that.
I'll get tweets or DMs or stuff once in a while. There'll be like, or texts that are like, "Hey, just saw Selena and Justin at North Park." Or,
that's cool.
Know, whatever, at the mall or at the Galleria,
yeah.
wherever.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, let's see. Question: what are you wearing? Oh no, a listener wrote this. Who are you wearing?
She's probably wearing her own line. Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Because at the MTV Movie Awards, they asked her that on the red carpet. Anybody see that?
Mm-mm.
And she said, they're like, who are you? Christina Guerrero said, who are you wearing? And she goes, I have no idea. I just felt pretty in it. It looked very movie awards to me, so I decided to wear it.
I like that.
Don't you love that answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of the ones that go,
I'm
it is
wearing
Oscar De La Renta. You know, like, okay.
They said like that, too. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
If Oscar De La Renta wants to give me a free dress, I will tell everybody.
I'm sure you will.
I know you will.
Thanks, Kelly.
That goes for anything free.
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger gives you a
I love free. I'm not. Who's going to say they don't?
Yeah. How do we think we did there on the Selena Gomez interview?
I just gush over her. I can't help it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think
just,
I did terrible.
She's just like this perfect little doll, you know?
Yeah.
She's so pretty, and she's just, everything's perfect on her.
I think of her as being kind of a little bit delicate. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like,
she's tiny.
Like, I want to be careful when I mm-hmm. talk to her. Like, I don't want to hurt her feelings. And,
right.
Isn't that funny? I don't know.
I don't get that. I just... She's just everything
kinship.
I want to be.
She's everything you want to be.
But I felt that way, you know, about Britney at the time.
Yeah. Let me play a little bit of the song we talked about where you asked her about dating someone famous and, like, keeping it private and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about that in this song.
My new boy knows the way I want it.
My
He's
new boy.
Got more swagger than you. He's got more swagger than you do. My new boy really likes to flaunt this. He's not hiding me.
I think she might have some hits on this album. I'm just saying.
You know what? It's good. She needs, yeah. you know, I think she has the potential to have a really great singing career. She just needs the right song.
Yeah. But she's
know?
Been stuck on Waverly Place, and it's hard to, I don't mm-hmm. mean stuck, but it's hard to have time.
To branch out.
Yeah, to do all the touring that you have to do when you have an album out. But she will start touring at the end of July. The album comes out June 28th, the movie July 1st. So other than that, nothing going on.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's see. Budapest, Paris, Monte Carlo,
uh-huh.
then thousands of screaming fans outside of our studio. That's a day in the life.
Yeah. That's the way she rolled, though.
How does that not change it after a little bit? That's a day in the life.
She's handling it.
Golly.
She's handling it.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I mean, I'm excited about I taped Jeopardy yesterday. I can't wait to go and watch Jeopardy.
Cool. It's
a good episode, too, dog.
I'm going to memorize all the answers and play it again when people are over. So I look smart.
Look all smart.
Yeah. I haven't come over right when it's on, so they think we're watching it live. Yeah.
There's more on the way.
They seem cool. They seem funny. Very funny.
With Kid Craddock in the morning.